الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن ولا. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our hadith from the last week, as we promised you to continue to speak or to understand the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hadith was mentioned in Sahih Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Tirmizi. Sahih Abu Dawood, عن Abu Umama. This hadith is very important for us as a dictionary. The last part of the hadith, after we spoke about the wasiyah, and we covered the wasiyah already, the written will, inshallah, and we're going to give a detail about in khutbah, inshallah, we will need to know in general. The Prophet mentioned in this hadith from Abu Umama, الولد للفراش وللعاهر الحجر. الولد للفراش وللعاهر الحجر وحسابهم على الله. The translation, the child is attributed to the mother's husband, but the adulterer gets nothing. And their reckoning is in God's hand. Allah is the one, He punishes the people. Allah is the one, He forgives. حسابهم على الله. Their charges will be up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based to this, we give an example last time, what's happened in Palestine, that some of the prisoners, the brother Muslim in the jail or the prison of Israel, they discovered this case, they send the sperm, their sperm, through the test tube and to give it to one doctor. And he took the sperm of the man and injected the woman, and she became pregnant. He could have a child without seeing her, without touching her, but through his sperms. The ulama asked this question, and the people ask about this. If this is allowed, some Muslim, they don't have any children, Sheikh Mustafa. No children. Father cannot. Problem with the father or problem with the mother. The pregnancy never been completed. There's some problem, disease, or some problem for any one of them. Shall we take a sperm from the father or the husband and to inject the woman to meet the egg of the woman, and then the pregnancy will be complete? The answer is yes, with one condition. Or the problem could come from the woman. She's not able actually to produce any children. Can we take the egg from the mother and we send it to the lab through the test tube, and we bring the sperm from the same husband and develop the child, call it the children of the test tube? That is allowed, yes, with one condition. And the condition is to make sure that this is the sperm came from the husband and this is the egg came from the woman. Or that to develop the child outside in the lab, then we take, actually this sperm could be like a piece of, like a creation of a piece of meat or a piece of flesh, and we inject it inside the woman and the pregnancy will be completed. The answer is yes. But the problem is, according to the hadith which we read together, there's some people actually, one of the security guard, Israeli, evil. When he learned that, he took the sperm from the prisoner, the Palestinian prisoner, and he changed it with his own sperm. And he sent it to the woman, and they discovered the case after the child, she delivered the baby, and the baby became like 2-3 years old. The question is, this child belonged to who? In general, my dear brothers, in general, in Islam, this is considered crime. And they deserve rebuke. رباك. What we have to do with this child after how she knows, how she knows when the Israeli soldier said this is my child, they learn. Then what happened after it goes through the DNA and they found the child is not belong to the prisoner, the Palestinian brothers, does it? The child is who? Belong to who? This is a crime. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-walad wal-farash wal-al-ahir al-hajar. The child is attributed to the mother's husband. That's her child. Get pregnant. They took the egg from her originally and mixed it with the sperm of the brother who are in the jail. That's her child. And because this is a tricky way, deceived actually from these people. So what happened? We consider the child is actually belonging to actually the brother in Palestine, because there is this deceiving, because the egg of the woman, she's a part of the pregnancy, belonging to the mother, and because this woman, she still married the brothers, so the ulama, they agreed actually to have to be one of his children, because this is a crime and deserve. If we have an Islamic state, can we bring this soldier or this security officer for judgment? Yes, it will be. So I need to go with you through this in detail, because this case, it's many people. Many people come here and imagine, told me, Sheikh, I committed adultery. I fell in the zina with a girl, and he never married her. Could be Christian, could be Muslim, Allah A'lam. And this is happening a lot. And then after that, the woman, she became pregnant without marriage. What is the situation about this child? That's what we need to clear it today, inshallah, together. Inshallah. Remember, this tape will be in our actually website. But this is very complicated. You cannot find actually that's somebody who can help us in this career. But by the mercy of Allah, we are here in this masjid to clear it for you, inshallah, to have it, to review this matter, inshallah ta'ala, in our website, inshallah ta'ala. Hi. Again, we have a child came in with adultery. What is the situation about this child? We're going to have different cases, inshallah ta'ala. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Lil'ahir, the adulterer should receive al-hajar. Al-hajar, the word of al-hajar, meaning the stoning in the Arabic language. If this is the right word? No, it's like disappointment for the one, the adulterer. Because there is the big punishment in Islam against this person who commit that, male or female. But let's we take the cases step by step, inshallah ta'ala. First case, we need to speak about adulterer male and he's married. An adulterer female and she is married. Both of them, they are married. We call it in Islam, muhsan. Muhsan, it means he's married. You have two different people. Somebody is married and commits zina, adultery, and somebody is still without marriage, male or female. The situation in Islam would be different actually in ruling. As we know, if we have any Islamic judgment, if we prove that any one of them, the adulterer, male and female, those who are married, they deserve a rajm, stoning. If we have Islamic state, but you live here in the United States, there's nobody can make any judgment for this. And here anyway, they accept it. Boyfriend and girlfriend, they live together for years. Then there is a child came. This child belonged to both of them. The court here accepted. But in Islam, actually have a different rule. Islam has a different rule. So we need to agree that any married woman, she has a husband, and she fell in adultery. She fell in zina. And she became pregnant. what is the situation about this child? Can we take this child because there is somebody maybe? He's the one who caused this pregnancy, the adulterer male, like her, and he's married too. Or he's not married. But anyway, in order to prove, to preserve the lineage from loss, what we have to do? Any child, the Islam, that is majority of the Muslim. We talk about the first case, remember, don't lose. A married woman, she committed adultery with another man. While she's still under her husband, she has a husband. What we have to do in this case, that is my case first. Okay. In general, the majority of the ulama, they said about the child, if the child born after 6 months old, what's 6 months, Brother Kiva? Because the ulama described the less pregnancy the woman could have 6 months old. The pregnancy could complete it in Islam, according to that, for 6 months and up, not less than 6 months. Therefore, what does that come from? From the Quran too. Allah mentioned two ayah in the Quran. وَالْمُرْضَعَاتِ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَدَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَمِلَيْنِ. Exactly the meaning of the ayah. The nursing woman, she did nursing her child for 2 years. That is the complete term of nursery. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ الرِّضَاعَ, for whoever need to complete the course of nursing. Because our women today, they don't follow actually the system of Islam. After 3 months, she need to come back to work, and she lifted the child and feed the child with infant baby or whatever they call it, what, similac. But the hero, warrior in Islam, used to be known if his mother completed the term of nursing, which is 2 years old. And Allah mentioned in the second ayah, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. And to get to be a pregnant with a child and to stop feeding him feeding him for 2 years plus 6 months, that means 2 years, how many? 24 months. And 6 months is 30. Therefore, the ulama said in Islam, 6 months, that is the least of the term of pregnancy. So if we have any woman, she fell in adultery, and she had delivered a child after 6 months old, or 6 months and up, this child, even if she committed adultery within the period of pregnancy, the child belonged to her husband, the original husband. Woman deliver a child 6 months and up, this child belonged to who? To the husband or to the one whom she committed adultery with him? To the husband. She delivered after 6 months. If she delivered the child 6 months and up, that's belonging to her husband. Except in one condition, the husband came and he said, you know, no, I need the law of la'na. La'an. La'an means to be cursed, to bring them to the state. Said, I know myself, I cannot produce children. And he said, I swear Allah, this is not my child. I swear Allah, not my child. And if I lie, will be actually the curse of Allah will be upon me. And we'll bring the woman to say the same thing. So if the husband is not sure, because it's possible that Allah complete the pregnancy from her husband, it's possible. If he's not sure and he's in doubt, the child belongs to him. Even if the woman, she commit adultery with somebody else and she deliver a baby for 6 months and up, this child will be to belong to her, Mustafa, to her husband. Even if the adulterer came and he said, you became pregnant, this is my child. This is my child. And even the DNA proved that his child came from his sperm, that child still belonged to the husband. Got it, inshallah? This is the majority of the ulama. We don't have. So, the woman, Allah, the Prophet said, Al-waladu lil-farash, that child attributed to the mother, the husband, belonged to her if she delivered the baby 6 months and up. So this will be following her husband if she delivered the child 6 months. And even if the adulterer male, the one who committed adultery with her, the zina with her, claimed this child, he still, this child belonged to her husband. Can we agree about this? Close this. Again, what is the dalil? Sheikh Mustafa gonna tell me where is the dalil is. The dalil is, as I told you, Imam al-Tirmizi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-waladu lil-farash wa lil-ahir al-hajar. That child is attributed to the mother's husband, but the adulterer gets nothing. Get al-hajar, the stone. Some the ulama give different this way, but the right translation is this to be disappointment, not nothing in his hand. Hi. The second case, fast before you leave, if both of them still are single, or the woman she had experience in marriage before, but her husband divorced her, and both of them they commit zina together, ask Allah to protect us and our children and our family, inshallah ta'ala. There's a khilaf between the ulama. Differences in opinion between the ulama. If both of them are single, single mother, or she's single, she never married, and he also, he's married before or not, but he's single. Because the law in Islam, as you know, if we prove this kind of adultery, both of them, you cannot stone them what they had deserved. Lash them for 100 times. For the single, who are not married, they are not muhsan. Muhsan, it's mean married. So, al-jumhur, the majority of the ulama, he said, the child of din is zina. If any child came from both of them, and both of them are single, they are not married, and they fell in the adultery. You understand? Even the child here, we cannot let him follow of the man who commit adultery with her, even. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't ever come touch the zina, because it's the most of the evil acts. Cannot, for the Muslim, to have any adultery. Go marry, akhi, go and marry. So, if any child, a woman became pregnant, and she's single, and he's single, he's single, this child cannot follow his father. He cannot call this father by his father's name. And more than that, he cannot have any part of his property as an inheritance, because that's not a child. Call it waladu zina, that child of adultery. Cannot let him make even, Sheikh Lutfullah is going to tell me, what about if we prove that the DNA belonged to him? According to the American court, yes, they're going to make this child attached to his father. But in Islam, it's not. Islam, this child, you cannot name him. But the adulterer male, the one who committed adultery with the woman, you cannot, even if she delivered baby, and the baby came from him, even with the DNA, that is not according to Islamic rule. Doesn't belong to his father, and he cannot be part of the inheritance. If, as well as he has illegal children. The second, actually, second thing which I like to mention it, some of the children came with either correct contract of marriage or corrupted contract of marriage. We have two different, between the two different. Woman, for example, she married someone without the approval of the father. Her father. That is the wali. The one he couldn't, he's a guardian. For this marriage, woman need approval from marriage, married or not married. Because Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, the woman, she has experience in marriage before, or her husband divorced her, her husband passed away, she's allowed to marry herself. Sit down in the front of Brother Kiba, I let you marry myself by the book of Allah and Sunnah Rasulullah. Cannot. We need to bring a guardian of the woman all the time in any condition. Either she's virgin or she married before. We need a guardian approval from her wali. That is the condition in marriage. Okay. The time is finished, Sheikh. And Sheikh Lutfullah, he need to leave too.
You can complete it.
Yeah, inshallah ta'ala.
There's a website.
Okay. So we said, a corrupted contract of marriage. If the woman she married with a corrupted contract of marriage, such as she married without approval, or she married someone in secret, no wali, no mahr, no dowry, nothing, this is a corrupted contract. Corrupted. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said we could correct it. But generally, if she married this kind, the marriage is not valid. And the Islam considered as a zina. But if we have a corrupted contract of marriage, corrupted contract of marriage, or doubt about this kind of marriage, and did they have a child, for exactly the child belonged to who? If you need to know, you have to meet me Thursday, inshallah ta'ala, to complete this topic, because we still have a lot to speak about this. Ask Allah to save all of us from adultery. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna. Waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Wa'allimna ma'allamta bihi kathiri min khalqik. Waj'alna ya Rabbi min alladhina yaquluna al-qawla. Ya Rabbi al-ajal azim wa la yakhafuna fi Allahi lawma tala'im. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اغفر لنا خطايانا إنا كنا من الظالمين آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته